Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. That's where I worship, in thy presence. Bless your name and give you reverence. Hide me where the hands of mercy covers me from the enemy. Oh, hide me from circumstance. Hide me when I want to take one more chance. I need you to hide me when my strength is weak. Hide me when my eyes want to take one more glance. Oh, hide me. Lord, I need you to hide me.
You hide in me.
cover me from myself. Even if the enemy you hide in me, even if the enemy you hide in me.
Well, good morning, everyone. Praise ye the Lord. Truly, we thank the Lord. This is another day that the Lord has kept us. It's another day to rise and give him praise. It's another day to be thankful for. It's another day to just cry out to the Lord and tell him how much you love him. How many want the Lord to just hide them this morning? Hide me, the Psalms say, hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Hide me, Lord, in the cleft of thy rock. Hide me, Lord God. When trouble is all around me, hide me, God. When it's on every side, God, send your angels, Lord God. Put a hedge about me. Amen, amen. We certainly are blessed of the Lord to be able to have another opportunity to come on this radio broadcast on early Sunday morning prayer, rising with a thankful and a grateful heart. Amen, amen. We're going to get right on it. Hey, glory to God. I feel the presence of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. I can feel the shift in the atmosphere this morning. Oh, yeah. Lord of God, we bless you this morning. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We want to read until you hear in the air, glory to God. A little of the Psalms this morning. Hallelujah. We want you to know that God is a keeper. We want you to know that he will keep you. He told Israel, he that keepeth mine, stand on me. I will keep them in perfect peace. God wants us to be in perfect peace, people of God. We are reading this morning from Psalm 119, the 119th division. Dr. Singleton told us about the different books in Psalms. Hey, glory to God. So turn quickly to that if you'd like to read along with us. And then we're going to go on and give God what he's deserving of. Praise, glory, worship, and honor. Amen. 105, 119, 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth. We ask in the Lord to accept our offerings this morning of our mouth. O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I err not from thy precepts. Don't err from God's precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. My testimonies, this is the Bible, set of testimonies, hallelujah, we need to take as a heritage forever, for they are rejoicing. They are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place. There it is again. Ah, the scriptures say he is our hiding place. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live. And let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. And I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for the fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgment. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. We're ending right there. We read Psalms 105 to 121. Now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to hide us. We ask you to hide us, Lord God, under the shadow of the Almighty. We ask you to give us, Lord God, a new mind this morning. Oh, God, we ask you to take out our fallen flesh. You did it for us when we got filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And now, Lord God, we asking you for a refilling. Oh, God, we asking you to renew our minds this morning. We asking you to create in us a clean heart, God. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. Oh, whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit from us, Lord God. Oh, hide us this morning, God. Hide us under your precious wings, Lord God. Hide us, Lord God, where we'll be able to impart something substantial to our brothers and our sisters. Impart something monumental to the world and to our community and to our families and to the nation as a whole, God. Oh, because you said if this gospel be hid, it's going to be hid to those that are lost. But this gospel is going to be preached to every creature. Now, God, we're asking you to remember this morning the sick and the shut-in. We're asking for special prayer this morning, and we lifting up Pastor Gloria Jones this morning. Oh, God, she have reigned faithfully. Oh, God, she have continued to fight in this warfare, God, daily, God. She have raised her children up in the fear of the Lord. Now, God, I'm asking you, I don't know where she is. I don't know if she's home this morning. Well, God, but you know where she is, God. Every head on her hair, every hair on her head, excuse me, have been numbered by you, God. Now, go to our rescue this morning, God. Oh, God, we want you to comfort her. Whatever's going on in her body, God, we want you to bring healing and bring it swiftly, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, remember our children and our grandchildren. Remember, God, the constituents. Hallelujah, the sheep of her fold. Ah, you have given us some sheep that she is the shepherd over, God. And we're asking you, God, to raise her up, God. We're asking you to cleanse her. We're asking you to operate, Lord God. From the root, God. Pull off that root, God. Whatever they have predicted in our body, God. Turn around in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we bring Captain and Steel Bear Glover before you this morning. God, she's been hospitalized also in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, God, send your angels this morning. We need angels to operate. We need angels to bring healing this morning. Oh, God, comfort our body, God. Whatever's lurking in our body, God. Oh, God, regulate, God. Regulate every organ, every tissue, every muscle. Well, deliver the cells, God, the white cells, the red cells, God. You know all about this body because you created it, huh? God, do like no other can do but you, God. God, I bring Sister Corinthia Jones before you this morning. I bring Deacon Anthony Jones before you this morning. I bring their household before you this morning, God. God, we ask you to bring healing, God. Take away the addictions, Lord God. Anything everything that we're putting before you is an addiction, God. When we denounce Satan this morning, we denounce all of his works this morning. We bind the hand of the enemy this morning. You have no authority, you have no power. Hallelujah, you was cast down into the bottomless pit. Hallelujah, Lord God in here. You don't know no Messiah. You only have rain for a season, but you have no jurisdiction over the people of God. Oh, for we are royal priesthood. We're walking in authority this morning. We're walking in victory this morning. Oh, God, we asking you to remember Sister Ruby this morning. Continue to touch her body, God. Continue to touch her body, God. Bring healing to our body, God. Oh, God, continue, Lord God, to encourage her, Lord God, where she can rejoice in the Lord. She can rejoice in the joy of her salvation, God. We bless you this morning, God. We give you glory for all that you're doing, God. We ask you, God, to let your blood cover our homes, God. Come our children, Lord God. Give us the safety of your everlasting arms, God. God, remember your pastors and your leaders all over this nation, Lord God. Don't get them lifting up the name of Jesus. Don't get them upholding your statutes and your precepts. Don't get them in a covenant agreement with you this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask you to lead and guide them, Lord God. Help them to make them depend on you. Help them not to see them who they don't understand. But in all their ways, Lord God, help them to help them, Lord God, to trust in you, Lord God. Help them to take you at your word, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you this morning for giving us a mind, God, to do the right thing. Giving us a mind, God, to be about your business. Oh, God, and as you bless this week on the time of Christ, we ask you to touch every minister, every pastor. Teach the word of God. Word of God, we're talking about healing for our relationship, God. We need healing in our churches, Lord God. Healing in our hearts, Lord God. We lifted up our eyes this morning to the hills. From which comes our help, Lord God. We know that all of our help comes from you, God. For this is the day that you have made. Help us to rejoice in it. Help us to be glad, God. Don't let us murmur, Lord God. Don't let us complain. Help us not to fret because of evildoers. For you said it would soon be cut down. Have mercy upon us, God. According to your loving kindness. Have mercy upon us, Lord God. According to your tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions, Lord God. Wash us thoroughly, Lord God. Cleanse us from our sins, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to shape us and mold us, Lord God, into the image that you would have us to be. The image of your dear son. Help somebody this morning that don't know you, God. Somebody standing, Lord God, in the valley of decisions this morning. Somebody don't know that you are a healer. Somebody that don't know you're a deliverer. Somebody that don't know you're a way maker this morning. Well, God, help them to know that you are a provider. You will put food on our table. You will put clothes on our back and shoes on our feet. You will keep us with a roof over our head, God. Oh, bless the homeless today, God. Remember those that are in prison today, God. Watch the prison, Lord God, and set the captives free. Set them free, Lord, when we say set them free in their minds, God. Set them free in their minds, Lord God. Help them to know that they can imprison the body, but they can't imprison the mind. They can't imprison the soul. Minister to my son today, God. This is his birthday today, God. He's celebrating 36 years of life, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to shield and protect him, Lord God. Oh, I know he's not happy because he's in prison. Oh, God, but let him rejoice. Let him give you praise for still being in the land of the living. Let him give you praise for still having a hope. And that hope is in Christ Jesus. God, remember Sister Sharon Phillips this morning. Continue to strengthen our heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Danielle this morning, God. Oh, go to the women's prison in Dublin, California, Lord God. And all of those women there, those that are mothers, those that are daughters, Lord God, those that are aunts, those that are sisters, Lord God, we asking you to strengthen them, Lord God. Minister to them this morning. Touch them, Lord God, where they need to be touched. Touch them, Lord God, and give them a new mind. A new mind to praise you. A new mind to worship you. A new mind to give you glory and thanks, God. Oh, we bless you for Sister Carter this morning. Continue to strengthen our Lord God. Strengthen our children, Lord God. Strengthen our niece, Lord God. Strengthen our nieces and our nephews, our great nieces and nephews, God. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Remember my niece and our husband. Remember my grandchildren this morning, Dariel, Kaviel, Rayel, and Lamondo, Lord God. Remember this morning. Remember Caden and Bentley and Bailey, God. Oh, we bless you this morning. Remember Sister Ruby, grandson, God. Continue to operate on his heart, God. Oh, continue to give him a mind, God, to give his life over to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Dawn this morning. Remember Naja in London this morning. Remember Jarvis and his children this morning. Continue to touch Jarvis, God. Strengthen him in his mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Give him a peace, God. Remember Minister Maurice McCure, Lord God. Remember Pastor Hamilton this morning. Oh, God, Sister Albertine this morning. Don't know where she's at this morning, God, but you know where she is, God. Touch her, Lord God. Touch her mind, God. Give her peace in her mind, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you this morning, and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, God, do it for us, God. Everything that you do is marvelous. Everything that you do is great, God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Anybody else this morning that want to go forth and pray? No. Hallelujah. Your lines are open this morning. Just go on and praise God. Go on and open up your mouth there. No, and pray. The Bible says men should always pray and faint not, that we faint not in the prayers of the righteous. They avail in much. The fervent prayers of a righteous man, they avail in much. Remember Evangelist Joshua this week, God. Sister Cammie and Sister T, God. Sister Millie, Lord God. Remember Sister Patrice, Lord, that lost our father. Continue to strengthen and comfort that family in the name of Jesus. Remember Prophetess Harrison and her husband, Bishop Harrison, this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Elder McGill this morning, God. Pastor Bertha this morning, God. Pastor Delgado this morning, God. Remember Bishop Stalwart, Lewis Stalwart Jr. Remember him this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bishop Mark Burns, remember him as they go into their new facility, Lord God. Strengthen him for the journey. Remember Dr. Winston Singleton this morning, and Bishop Winston Singleton, and Bishop Alfred Singleton this morning. Remember, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, and we give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ruby, anybody? Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you and we magnify your holy name. We thank you for this time of early Sunday morning prayer. Evangelist Bernard has brought forth the prayer requests and thanking you for being our Lord and Savior. And
hallelujah.
You allowed us to come on this broadcast. We don't take it lightly. We just thank you for opening it and bringing on a time of early morning prayer. Early
remember,
morning.
Sister Ruby, 1 second. Hallelujah. She just dropped in my heart. Remember Sister Rosalind Thompson and the Thompson family this morning. Ah, God, remember them while you're praying, Sister Ruby. She just dropped in my heart. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Thank you. I forget. Lord, we ask you to bless Sister Rosalind Thompson. She's been in surgery, and they had up walking and going, but you know every organ, like Evangelist Bernard was saying about the different ones she has called on you for prayer for that has been in the hospitals or not feeling well. Lord Jesus, we just add on to that, that we ask you to pray for the ones that are diabetics, that you can heal out, because you know everything in our bodies. You know the hairs on our head. You, every hair, every strain of hair, you know, because you made us wonderfully in the image of you. And we just love you this morning, and we just praise you. If I said or done anything that you wasn't pleased with, I repent. I want to repent, because we don't want our prayers or come on the line and call out to you, and our heart is not right according to you, your feeling, your words. So we thank you for receiving us this morning. We thank you for this broadcast that you have allowed us to be on for 20 months. Only you set up this broadcast. Only you sent a rhema word to your people. Only you can talk to your people. Only you direct and guide our homes, our lives, our minds, and our understanding. And only you that we're going to allow to do it, Lord, through your word. We thank you for your words, for your holy words that you have put in this Bible, the 66 books of the Bible, for us to live right, do right, be right, and love you right. And most of all, you said, hang on these commandments, that we love each other and that we love our neighbors as ourselves. We thank you and we praise you, and we just love you for the opportunity that you sent a rhema word each and every time we on this broadcast, or when we leave the broadcast, or we're walking by the wayside, or when we're in our homes, or we're on our jobs, or we're in our cars, or we're in with our children, or at their schools, or whatever. And we thank you so very much that you lead and guide us, and you're always there with us when we thinking about you and the goodness of Jesus, of you, and all you have done for us. Ooh, when we think back, our soul cries out, hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus, for saving us. We thank you, hallelujah, that you called out our name, that you said that if you be lifted up from this earth, that you would draw all men unto you. And we thank you for drawing us unto you. We thank you this morning for the truth. We thank you for leading and guiding us into your righteousness. We thank you for leading our path. We thank you for giving us a mind to worship, to love you, to do your will. We thank you for giving us a mind to be in your kingdom, to do your work, the work that you have set out for your church. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We remember you as us. We were sinners, and you came in an ungodly situation, and you brought us out, and you named, like you changed Saul's name to Paul. You change our name from sinners to saints. Oh, how we love you and thank you. And we know that whatever it comes with meaning, because you lead us to your word. You guide us to your word. And you say, hide this word in our hearts. Hide this word in our hearts. Hide this word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you. And we love you, and we thank you, and we thank you for repentance. We thank you for when we call out and we say we're sorry, or you say, well, you go, got to make it right with your brother or sister before you leave this gift at the altar. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the teaching, for the guiding, for the leading and direction of your holy word and how we are to live on this earth to be in your kingdom and be your saints. We praise you. Hallelujah. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless the homeless, to bless the bereavement families that's going through all over the land, because you can comfort them where we can't go. You can give them a word. You can save their souls, Lord Jesus, because you saved mine. I was a sick sinner, and you from Galilee, Jesus Christ, I know you. You came and you saved me. And not only you saved me, you brought me up and you're teaching me your word for all of us, how to live holy, how to live right, how to serve you with a heart of gratefulness, how to take everything out of our heart that's not pleasing in your sight according to this word. We love you and we praise you and we just give you all the glory. We thank you for this beginning of this week. You have kept us all week, all last week, and we thank you. You have kept us with our mind stayed on you. You have kept us with seeking and work it out to the lost. We thank you for allowing us to go out. We thank you for allowing us to help our fellow saints. We thank you for allowing us to help your people, because you said all souls are yours, I say the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for giving us a heart of compassion like yours. We thank you for leading and guiding us where you would have us to go. Once we pray to you, Lord Jesus, you lead and guide us because you know who you're going to save and who you want us to go and witness and minister to. Hallelujah. But most of all, we thank you for ministering to us daily. Hallelujah. We thank you for implanting that word in our heart that we can come back with the scripture and say, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Hallelujah. Only one God, and we thank you for it, because you said that it would go down, that it would be blessings from Abraham all the way down to this generation. And we thank you because you keep your word. Your word is always settled in heaven and earth. You said heaven and earth going to pass away, but your word shall remain. And we thank you for teaching us your word. We thank you for putting it in our hearts that it can't come out. We thank you for the word, for the song. We thank you for each and every part of this Bible that you have set for our ammunition. And we love you and we praise you. We ask you to bless Evangelist Adrian Bernard, the founder and the host of this broadcast that you have given. Your word is true. You told her 2 or 3 years prior that you were going to give her her own New Destiny Ministry ministry. And Lord, when you say something, you say write it down and you make the vision plain, because it shall come to pass, and it has come to pass these last 20 months. You have been so gracious, Lord. Your word. You have allowed us to come on, and you have sent your people on this broadcast, and you have allowed us to have pastors, bishops, teachers, lay persons, everybody, Lord Jesus, to come on this line that was sent a rhema word from you. It's from heaven and you. And we just thank you so much that you allow us to be a part of this great broadcast that coming down from heaven to on earth for your people. Hallelujah. And we just give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. We thank you for each and every soul and saint on this line that you have sent on this morning. We thank you for Facebook. We thank you for Twitter. We thank you for the chat room. Hallelujah, that they may get on and get a rhema word and go forth as you would have them to go forth. Hallelujah, we love you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, we praise you. Evangelist Bernard, back to you. It's a number here. I haven't seen 917-9100 caller.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Well, we'll just be praying for that caller. Hallelujah. This is a time of prayer, early Sunday morning prayer, where we just come on and give God some glory. Open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our lips, hallelujah, our mouths, and just praise God and thank Him for His many blessings. Thank Him for His loving kindness. Thank Him for His mercies this morning. Oh, God, we also want to bring before You Sister Donna Shaw this morning. We asking You to continue to touch her, Lord God. Work out the situation in our life, Lord God. Hallelujah, with our home and with our siblings, Lord God. You know everything that is going on, God. You know the judge that's overseeing the probate, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Remember our children, God, in a special way this morning. I'm even asking You to bless the Mortons this morning. Hallelujah, the parents of Trayvon Morton this morning. And all those that have lost children to foolishness, to senseless murders, Lord God. We asking You to arrest this nation, Lord God. Make them conscious of what they're doing, God. Oh, God, don't let us be discriminate in our judgments, Lord God, and in our words and in our love, God. We have to love all mankind. Oh, God, we bless You for Bishop Patterson this week that came on and said a profound word. Bishop Jesse Grant, God, we asking You to remember him, God, in a special way, Lord God. We asking You to remember, again, Pastor Hamilton and Dr. Singleton and those that are coming on this week, even Prophet Pearson, Lord God. Ah, and Pastor Brian Calloway and Sister Joshua that's coming on this week, Lord God. We asking You to strengthen them in this series, God. Let it continue to go forward, Lord God. Remember my mother, God. Oh, let Your blood cover her this morning. Go to New Orleans right now and touch her body, God. Bring that diabetes under subjection, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, remember my brothers this morning, Errol and Bernie and Andrew, God, and Perry, Lord God. We asking You to remember him. Remember Sharita, my sister, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give You glory and we give You praise for all that You're doing. God, remember the caller that's on this morning. We don't know who they are, God, but You know who they are. Whatever need they may have in their life, Lord God, let them know this morning that You can fulfill it. Hallelujah. You are a promise keeper, and all of Your promises are yea. All of Your promises are amen. So whatever they're going through, whatever they're in need of, I don't believe there's nobody on this earth, no soul walking on this earth and breathing that's not in need of Your love, that's not in need of Your grace and Your mercy, that's not in need of Your loving kindness, that's not in need of Your direction, that's not in need of Your strength, God. We need healing for our bodies, healing for our minds, healing for our souls this morning, God. Oh, God, take us over the dangerous highways and the byways, God. Remember Apostle Shields and Pastor Gloria Shields on this morning. Remember Elder James Horn this morning. Remember Minister Billy Burns and Elder Albert Burns this morning. Oh, God, remember them in a special way this morning. Remember Evangelist Earlene Cummins this morning, God. Bishop Leo Lewis this morning, God. We want You to remember him in a special way. Remember Pastor Jackie McLemore this morning, God. Oh, we bless You, God. God, we're giving You glory this morning, God. Oh, we lift You up. Remember my cousin Kermit this morning, God. Continue to touch his body and strengthen him, Lord God. Oh, remember Pastor Caridia Singleton this morning. Remember Marsha Billings and Bobby Billings this morning. Remember Aaron Singleton and the whole Singleton family this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we give You glory this morning. Oh, God, we thankful this morning for having a God that we can look to this morning. We thankful this morning for having a God that loves us and cares about us. We thankful this morning, God, for You are, hallelujah, You are our righteousness. You are our peace this morning, God. And we thank You for that peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank
you for being under your wings this morning. Ah, God, help us to wait on you. For you said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Ah, they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach us how to wait on you, God. Teach us how to wait on you. Teach us, Lord God, not to murmur and complain, but in all things to give you thanks, in all things to give you glory, in all things to be grateful for who you are and what you are in our life, God. We bless you today, God. And as you allow us to see another week, God, continue, hallelujah, to give us a word that we can encourage someone, a word that we can inspire someone, a word that we can empower souls to pursue their destiny. Oh, we have a destiny in you, Christ Jesus, and we're looking forward. We're looking forward. We're pressing towards the mark of the high calling. We're pressing towards that mark, Lord God. Continue to strengthen my baby, God, Jamar, God. Comfort him, Lord God, and let him know that you're right there. You're going to go and see about him, God, because that's the kind of God you are. You will see about your people. Now, to the wise God, the only merciful and kind God, to you be glory, to you be peace forevermore, God. Help us to have a beautiful day as we go into our houses of worship this morning. Remember Bishop T. Jakes this morning, God. You just dropped him in my heart. Remember him this morning, God, and all the televangelists, hallelujah, that's preaching this gospel around the world, preaching that men should be saved, preaching for them to come into the ark of safety, preaching for healing in our land. Oh, don't forget about our president in the first family of this nation, God. Continue to strengthen them. Remember your mayors and your governors. Remember the police force. Remember our doctors and our lawyers, Lord God. Remember our judges, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, remember our teachers that teach our children, those that are going back to school that started this week and next week. Hallelujah. Remember the teachers this morning. Shield and protect them, Lord God, as they do the work that you've given them to do. Remember the professors on the college campus, Lord God. Shield and protect our campuses this morning. Remember my nieces and my nephews, God, in New Orleans, Lord God, and all of my cousins and my extended family members, Lord God. Oh, God, time is drawing nigh. Time is drawing nigh, God. Oh, remember Minister Rose Tillman this morning. Minister Donnie Woods this morning. Oh, remember them, Lord God. Remember Sister Faithful, Lord God, and Minister Patricia Spates this morning. Remember them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. Remember Elder Gates this morning. Richard Gates, God, go to Oklahoma City right now and touch his body, God. Touch his body, God. Raise him up, Lord God, to be the mighty man of valor that you have called him to be. Remember Elder Stafford this morning and Pastor Stafford. Remember Evangelist Brucella and First Lady Carol Stafford. Remember Pastor Burford this morning, God. Oh, and his wife, Lady Burford, this morning. Oh, we bless you, God. Even Bishop Troy Dockery this morning and Lady Dockery and that congregation, that greater Christ Temple here in Stockton, God. Remember them. Remember Pastor Nathaniel Haney this morning. Hallelujah. And that congregation, Christian Life Center this morning. Remember Pastor Beatrice Morton this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for them this morning. El Shaddai, we thank you for your leaders all over this nation, God. Remember Prophet Michael Davis this morning in Vacaville, California. Remember him, God. Continue to touch him. Continue to strengthen him. And all those that we haven't seen on the broadcast this morning, Sister Kim Coleman this morning, remember her, God, in the name of Jesus. All those that we haven't heard from, Sister Barbara, Sister Carter, Sister Linda Evans, Lord God, remember them. Sister T, God, hey, God, I bless you this morning. We thank you for this radio audience, God. We thank you for Patriot Greg this morning and all of those that tune in into the chat room and listen live. Remember my girlfriend, Karen Creighton. Remember my aunt, Winifred Sanders, and my aunt, Angela Bernard. Remember Rodney Bolton and the Bolton family this morning. Remember the Sanders family and the Bradford family this morning, God. Oh, those are branches on our tree. Hallelujah. Branches on our light tree. We bless you this morning, God. We give you glory, and we continue to thank you for Sister Ruby just doing a beautiful job. Oh, God, help her to stay on the wall and not come down. Encourage her heart and let her know she's doing a good work, God, and she can't come down. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Now, God, we're asking you to dismiss us off of this line this morning, this Blog Talk Radio. Remember, God, all those that have Blog Talk shows that are preaching and teaching this gospel, God. Remember everyone on Blog Talk. Even bless, hallelujah, bless that corporation, that business, that whoever came up with this idea, God, continue to strengthen them and bless them, Lord God. Take all the glitches out where we can hear clearly, Lord God, what does say the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise. Now, God, as we get ready to leave, we'll be back on the air of the Lord tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Those that are listening on the internet, tune in Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. and hear right now word from God, a rhema word. Get some fresh oil that you need for your life, fresh oil that you need for your children, fresh oil that you need for your coworkers, fresh oil that you need for your sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Tune in at 1 o'clock p.m. tomorrow. We'll have Pastor Brian Galloway with us, and on Tuesday, Prophet Pearson will be with us. And on Thursday, Evangelist Joshua. And Provoke Pride is on Friday, Pastor Hamilton. And Wednesday, we're still waiting on confirmation for that speaker. But we're going to have a great week. We're talking about healing relationships. So we invite you to tune in. Call in at area code 858. 683-1334, and I tell you, you'll be blessed by the word that you hear. God is raising up an army today, an army that's going to love him, an army that's going to serve him, an army that's going to be willing to do his will. We love you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. Sister Ruby, you can take us on out with the song. We love you. Bless you, caller. Thank you for tuning in today. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. And all those that may have tuned in and listened, we thank you for tuning in to early Sunday morning prayer with New Destiny Ministries. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Nothing is too hard. I am the shepherd,
I am
the dog. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. I am.
Oh.
I am.
Yes, I am.
I am. I am. the bush for Abraham. I am the ultimate sacrifice for sin. I am your Redeemer, the beginning and the end.
I am. Bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.